Steve, I have an important question for you.
Important question. Ask away, Renee.
What is your favorite color?
Blue. Wait, that's an important question?
Bear with me. I have another question. Do different colors affect your mood?
I'm seeing red right now.
Bear with me. I ask all of this because we are doing a deep dive into color all this week. There is a story behind those questions. The colors around us have a lot of influence. NPR's Elizabeth Blair explains.
Color shapes just about everything we do. You gotta go when the light turns green. Bundle up when there's a code blue.
Well, right now in Baltimore City, a code blue alert is in effect.
Yeah, emergency officials are kicking it into high gear as they monitor the diving temperatures and the...
Colors divide people.
You know, what's humorous is the red states are actually taking money from the blue states. We're the ones...
And unite them.
Yellow ribbons with the message, free the hostages.
So why are colors so critical to our lives? It's a question that has been studied forever by everyone from Plato to Einstein, and more recently by a cottage industry of color psychologists. But as Joanne and Arielle Ekstedt write in their book, The Secret Language of Color, anyone who claims to be an expert on color is a liar. But Joanne Ekstedt says we do know some things. For example, our relatives rely on colors.
In the animal world, it's everything. Color is what tells the male and the female who is the most attractive and who they're going to mate with.
But we've got bigger brains that are influenced not just by science, but by other people, says Arielle.
There is the biological part of us that has reaction to color. And then there's the cultural part of us that is influenced by what's directly around us. And then there's the individual.
We all have personal preferences, but Ekstedt says culture plays a big part in how we feel about a color.
In the Western part of the world, for example, where blue is universally the favorite color, you will see lots more blue in people's drawers than if you go, let's say, to China, where reds and yellows are more highly valued than blues are. So that's a way in which the cultural context helps fuel what we like.
Or what we don't like.
How about if I'm Mr. Purple? I mean, that sounds good to me. I'll be Mr. Purple.
You're not Mr. Purple. Some guy in some other job is Mr. Purple. You're Mr. Pink.
Pink's got a checkered past. Before it was seen as the ultimate girly color, pink was gender neutral and commonly worn by men. When pink was chosen as the symbolic color of breast cancer, there was a feminist backlash. And when Chicago decided to make one of its subway lines pink, some scoffed. A writer for the Chicago Tribune said it was strange to have a pink line in a city known for deep dish pizza and Chicago bear-loving beer guzzlers. But 10 years later, Chicago's pink line is like a social experiment in color.
Pink, it's a very Mexican color.
Pink line regular Samir Tamer says it should be pink.
The train is running through the Mexican neighborhoods.
A point that was lost on the Chicago Transit Authority. Pink line rider Larry McDonald likes it because it's cheerful.
It would be nice for all lines if it was brighter, I guess.
Why?
I mean, you know, it would change the mood swing, or like music. What's the old saying? Music calms the savage beast. So I guess same way with color.
Prisons thought pink would soothe convicts. One study showed pink had a calming effect on inmates, so jail cells were painted pink. But another study found prisoners didn't like being pinked and tried to scratch it off the walls with their fingernails. Marketers spend all kinds of time and money trying to figure out the best color for their brands. It's believed red stimulates your appetite, blue signifies creativity, and yellow, surprise, can cheer you up. Again, the science behind this research is fuzzy. But change the color of a popular brand or even a medication, people notice. Arielle Ekstedt.
A study was done on people who regularly took a particular pharmaceutical that was a particular color. And when they switched out the pill with these people and made it a different color, 53% of people stopped taking the pill, even though it was important to their health.
Whether we're thinking about it consciously or not, says Ekstedt, color has coded our lives. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.